Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Y'all, welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now it's Wednesday, it's hump day, but we're not here to get you pregnant. We're just gonna get you over the hump with the celebrity news you could use. And ladies and gentlemen, his ride didn't come, so we got to keep him. Ricky Smiley's in the house. Yay! Now later on, Nicki Minaj has her eyes on a brand new man. Plus, could Leonardo DiCaprio finally be ready to settle down? But first, Brat, what you got?
Oh Lord. Well, today is the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God, we miss you so bad down here on Earth, honey, because it's never will be another one like you. Anyway, I got off because I'm getting choked up. But y'all, he would have been 60 today.
Yeah, that's 60. Really young.
Yeah,
same age as my mom.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, even though he's been gone for about 10 years now, Michael is still making so much money out here in these streets.
Sure.
He's been on the Forbes list for the last 5 years as the top earning deceased celebrity, and it's estimated that his estate has earned more than $2 billion since his passing.
Wow.
Yes, that's a lot of money. So
$2 billion,
which means that debt that he had when he was alive for $500 million has been paid off.
Completely.
Well, y'all, the queen of rap, Nicki Minaj, must be getting lonely. Recently, she wrote this under her besties Ariana Grande's picture of her fiancé, Pete Davidson, online to show him some love. And Nicki commented, OMG, the most perfect man on the planet. What the f***? Does he have a brother, bitch? Crying emoji faces. So, wait a minute. This is a thought. But has Nicki ever dated a white man before?
Not publicly. Like, she toyed around with the idea of Eminem, but that was kind of more so for, like, you know, just to, you know, hype up the album. But she was kind of flirty with Stephen Colbert, like, not too long ago.
She did have that little rap.
She's going to end up like E. She's going to marry a white billionaire. Mm-hmm. White billionaires taking all the black women.
They coming to get them. I like her Eminem.
Black women need their reparations, honey. So go ahead.
Put money back into the system.
Because they say black men stress you. So get you a white man where you have stress.
Okay, she needs to open her horizon.
Okay.
And see what's out there.
So you said her and Eminem will make a good couple. Why you think?
I think so. I just think that he's perfect for her.
I could just picture them yelling at each other in these weird ass voices.
Because he got all them different characters and stuff.
so does he.
But you know, Eminem is white, but he's the white. You know, he coming to the cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like Eminem is like,
and he got his own bread. He's super lyrical. They can, you know.
So y'all know Machine Gun Kelly commented under it, the picture. So he wants to get with her. What y'all think about Machine Gun Kelly? Now she's A-list, but I don't know.
He's kind of been doing the impossible out there in these
like
romance
that.
Streets, because you remember he was with Amber Rose
for a minute.
He
was dating somebody else notable. I think one of them girls from one of them groups that broke up. But he could probably pull it.
I like Machine Gun Kelly. I'm not gonna lie. He got a cute little swag.
And he got a little girl.
Yes.
Which makes his heart more open to be loved and not all rough and rugged and all tough.
Yeah,
but with the name Machine Gun Kelly, that seemed to turn good girls on.
No.
Yeah, because they like bad dudes.
Well, he gonna shoot up the club for sure.
Wow. All right, y'all. So summer's over and moms are all over the country stressed out because it's back to school time. But this notorious mom might have the most stressful time of them all. I'm talking about Octomom.
Dang, she's still around?
No.
I know.
After all that fraudulent government money she was getting.
She gotta take care of those kids. She
still
had
doing stuff.
Wait, she had more than eight.
More than eight.
She had 14 in all.
She had 14 kids.
Yes.
She has a litter of children.
Mm-hmm.
What is making love to her feel like here, Greg?
Like shooting a rocket into space. Back in 2000. 69, she broke the internet when it was revealed that she was pregnant with 8 babies by in vitro, and she already had 6 kids, so that brings the grand total to 14. Now, she posted this Instagram pic, and the caption says, "Any other parents exceptionally stressed and overwhelmed the first week back to school? I must admit, 6, and yes, I said 6 drop-offs and pickups monopolized most of my day. I'm an official bus driver, LOL."
Well, she's fishing for attention because she's been a bus driver. With 14 kids? What kind of vehicle she been driving this whole time?
I mean,
this ain't her first bus.
She owns a
15-passenger van.
Okay. A mini Marta?
So mean.
A U-Haul.
No, it's
so
not.
Mean.
I'm not being mean.
But you can't complain about being stressed out when you kind of knew what you were getting into. You knew you wanted to have, like, a plethora of children.
Yes, because there's no need for them to put that many in there. That's just so in excess. Like, okay. Why?
She's definitely getting way off at EBT something, honey.
They look well taken care of. They okay, Octo Mama.
And they look like they got the same daddy.
No, they
what
don't.
What are twins?
No, the 14-year-old, all the 8 kids have the same daddy. They have to have the same daddy.
Y'all are so crazy.
They were born at the same time.
Oh,
for them not to have the same daddy, you have to be a real hoe.
Oh, kids said they look like they got the same daddy.
Wow.
Oh, y'all aren't going to believe this one, y'all. Safari's Rod of God is making it rain.
His what?
His
Rod of God.
Rod of God.
Goodbye.
That's right. His anaconda is about to make some serious money, honey. The photos of the Jamaica Dundada's Thunder Down Under were leaked this past February, and women everywhere, including Gary, went nuts about how big it was. Now Safari is cashing in. He has signed a 7-figure deal with a huge sex company to mold his penis into a flesh-like toy for your pleasure. Well, everybody, you can take a look at it and tell me what y'all think. Do y'all think it's gonna sell?
I'm sure it's gonna sell. I mean, first of all, he got it, honey. Work with what he got, honey. Women work with what they got, honey. Shake your money maker. He's working his money maker.
That's so thirsty.
He gets paid a million.
He got seven figures.
Yeah.
Now, Gary is Dish Nation's resident penis appraiser. Like, I mean, do you think it's worth 7 figures?
I don't know about it being worth it, but I mean, I'm sure somebody would like that. I mean, it's self-made.
So, you saying it's not big enough for the mold, or...?
I mean, it just depends, because we still don't know the measurements.
Oh. Man, I could have made so much money. Bro, when I tell y'all, boy, ask any of my ex, they'll tell you. You hear me?
Ricky.
Yeah, I could have been in the major league playing baseball. Mine could have been used as a bat.
I think you probably got strong 3 figures.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, y'all, I can tell you this, baby. That's going to be a very Merry Christmas, honey, because the toy goes on sale around Christmas time.
You getting one, Gary?
Well, I'm just if Portia buy it for me.
Okay, it'll be my treat. There you go.
We ain't going to see Gary for weeks.
Okay. Right.
Seems like everyone in Hollywood is ready to bet all, and one person is never shy at doing that is Madonna. Now, she's currently working on her 14th studio album, and she took a little time out to give her fans a peep show on Insta Story. Take a look.
A peep show? Wait, that is a... That is Madonna!
I just saw that girl.
This is TMI.
It's either that or a Brillo pad.
That is...
Wolf monkey.
That's original.
I can't
Madonna.
Look anymore. Madonna will never be the same.
I don't know what had happened to this picture.
Yeah, that body
said that was me if my head was cut.
Me either.
Is it something
right, bro?
Nah, that's not like a virgin body right now.
That's.
Is she selling the lingerie? Because the bra looks good. If y'all noticed, her boobs look good in her bra.
Yeah,
her boobs look great.
Model. That's what model bodies are for. If you're selling your lingerie,
a stunt double.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not really selling lingerie. Well, like,
what is she doing?
What is the meaning? I need to know why.
She's trying to just sell age sex, man. Like, she was a sex symbol at one point in time, and like, you know, we don't got people around you to be like, no, don't do that. Put the phone down. This is what happens.
Right. Yeah. You need the Teddy Pendergrass. Grasp that thing and let it go.
Well, coming up, a fan sent Janet Jackson their version of the pleasure principle. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes.
Well, this celebrity proved why she's the most lusted after singer. Janet Jackson recently sat down with Big Boy's radio show and was asked the craziest thing a fan had ever done. And I don't think anyone was expecting this response from the singer. Take a look.
Sent me a picture of himself with an erection and a jar of semen so I could get pregnant.
Oh, ew.
Damn.
As I was supposed to have his child.
It's dope to see her being out and, like, you know, answering all the tough questions and just, like, learning more about, like, her past. Because, you know, she's always so guarded and private.
And you would never think she would say
did
that.
Did she say Jermaine Dupri sent that?
No.
Oh,
a fan. Why would he need to do that when they were together for, like, 10 years?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
And she might have been in her, but it wasn't in a jar. Don't come all for right. my big brother. Don't all do it. Don't
right.
do it.
All right. But when you get that in the mail, I mean, do you open it because you don't know what it is? Like, how do you really find out what it is? You know what I'm saying?
And how large of a jar? Because it does get weird after a certain point. I mean, so what's the craziest thing a fan ever did to y'all to try to get your attention?
Oh, Brad, you told me this morning.
What?
You was walking through the audience.
A packed house full of people at a club. I had to perform, and I went out in the crowd to, you know, mingle with the people. You know, I'm just trying to be all sociable. And some dude from somewhere came and reached his hand in my pants.
No!
And I grabbed his hand, so I'm holding his hand as tight as I can, and I'm screaming, yo, get this mother! Get this mother! And he let go and got away.
It's funny you say that the same thing happened to me. And she grabbed mine, and eight other women joined in, and they was like a tug of war.
See, now you can't let the safari thing go. Now you gonna have
not to tug of war.
Men are so competitive, no matter what.
All right, moving on. American Idol alum Catherine McPhee is trolling her future stepdaughter, Erin Foster, while on vacation with her dad.
What? Yeah.
So we break it all down for you. 34-year-old American Idol contestant Catherine McPhee is currently engaged to 68-year-old music guru David Foster.
Wow.
So the singer shared a photo of herself on vacation with the caption, country album drops this week. So Erin Foster, who's 36, commented on a soon-to-be stepmom's photo and says, feels like I could have been invited on that trip. And the singer jokingly responded to her daughter-in-law, mommy and daddy need alone time.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Especially when you could picture, like, some young chick just, like, sexually abusing your 68-year-old father and doing all types of stuff to him.
I mean, just think about it. So, Portia, just think about it. If your mom was to come home with a 34-year-old man, honey, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah.
That's younger than me.
Okay.
Because yeah, you in there.
He love her. He make your mom happy or whatever, you know.
I just don't feel like anybody that young is for real. Like, exactly. I don't feel like they're serious about my mama. And you're not about to play about with my mama.
Exactly.
Whatever y'all doing in the bedroom, I don't know about that.
Right.
That ain't really happening.
I don't want to know about
it. But you're not about to play with my mama.
My mom had a younger one before, and I was not feeling it. Like, girl, you
didn't like him at all?
Send him back to
the
romper room and play the grand prize game on the Bozo show, honey. Who is this little young? Give him a chance for what? And he looked like he wanted to be a rapper or something. No, bro, you using my mama. You're going to have to get gone for I help you get going. Well, y'all, Kay, Michelle, and Tamar's feud is far from over. Early this week, Kay had words for the Love and War singer after she threw shade at Love and Hip Hop star's paychecks.
Uh-oh.
Take a look.
What the Tay Muppet talking about what we make on Love and Hip Hop. Girl, you ain't paying your coins either, honey. You getting kicked out of your house. You ain't getting too much on weed.
Why she call her Tay Muppet?
Because people are insensitive, and she knows that, you know, Tamar cried one time because... Oh, you want to laugh? No, I'm not finna explain it to you because you're being shady.
Being messed.
Well, how do you outdo... How do you outdo that?
You got to add something to it.
Go to a higher key.
Right.
After the break, y'all, is Leonardo DiCaprio finally ready to quit his philandering ways? Come back to find out. And promotional consideration by...
Attention women. The Assure birth control implant is being removed from the market. If you had Assure implanted and experienced any complications, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 1-800-LAW-HELP now.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Welcome. Love is in the air for one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors. Us Weekly is reporting that Leonardo DiCaprio might be ready to turn in his players card and put a ring on that thing.
Mm-mm.
That's right, to his girlfriend, Argentinian model Camila Morone.
Mm.
Oh.
What?
The two have been dating now for 8 months, so it's getting pretty serious. So word on the street is that the actor is ready to settle down. And a source told Us Weekly they're very much in love, and he's very serious about her. He's never been in love with a girl like this before. Y'all, this may be for real, because y'all know he dated Gisele Bündchen, one of the other most gorgeous women in the world, for 5 years, and he didn't even put a ring on her finger.
But I think he was more super focused on his craft back then. Like, now that he's got the Oscar for The Revenant, he, like, you know, like, all right, cool, now I can focus on a girl and, like, you know, still do movies passively.
That's
She's
true.
She's the one. She's the one.
Yeah,
there's something
probably
about her that just, he probably dream about her at night, you know?
Real. I actually think you're going to dream about her. Look how you done zoomed in.
Zoomed in on
her. Look how you zoomed in.
Oh, my God.
Relax. Cool off over here, boy.
It'd be that one woman that would just, something about her, it cannot be explained. It just grab your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul.
That's so true.
Sometimes people are placeholders until you find the person that you're really supposed to be with.
If you wake up in the morning and kiss her on the forehead before you go to work, she's the one.
Oh,
if
that
you
means
slide
I'm
your
the
ass
one.
Out of there. Like I be doing, you don't like her.
You escape quietly.
Would you slide out of there, had an Uber come when you leave? Yeah. Oh, hell no.
So, my baby, I didn't mean to wake you up. I thought you were still asleep.
Right.
You know the game.
That's so sad.
You gotta go out the back door, it'll lock
so
itself.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and we're about to help you get it right and get it tight with the comfy personal blender with two 20-ounce Triton sports bottles. This 250-watt personal blender is the perfect companion for your morning smoothie or juice routine. It comes with two 20-ounce BPA-free Triton travel bottles with easy-locking, easy-drinking travel lids. You know what, Brad? I was just about to start juicing today. Is it really easy to use? Yes, it is, Portia. It has a 20,000 RPM motor that blends recipes effortlessly and features a stainless steel blade, anti-slip suction feet for stability. Oh, and of course, we can't forget to mention that the bottles and lids are dishwasher safe.
That's what's
up. Wow. Oh, good.
Ooh. Man, this baby is made out of stainless steel. How much is it, Brett?
Well, Ricky, this is the best deal ever. Usually, the comfy personal blender with two 20-ounce Triton sports bottles is usually $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it is only $19.
Are you serious?
Oh, so you can get the juice in the day, baby. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, man, we have a new nail trend that's going to make your skin crawl. We'll tell you about that coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey,
welcome. It's time for
Nailed It.
Well, a popular Russian-based nail salon named Nail Sunny is causing quite a stir online with their latest creation. And this over-the-top nail design is so fantastic, you will be crawling in your skin.
Oh, my
Portia,
God.
Portia, please try it.
Just one day.
That
is disgusting.
It's not that bad.
Just imagine if one got out.
Oh!
Yeah.
Just who would be attracted to a woman who had ants in her nails?
Women like that, you know they are fire in the bedroom. Women that's weird and think like that,
Oh, my God. You need to have a keep of hands out of the bed. That's nasty.
You're acting like it's something just
crazy. Who wants an ant? Who wants something living crawling in their nails, though?
It
don't matter.
Man, I be seeing chicks with oil in their nails and dirt and everything else.
Exactly.
So what's an ant?
They will.
We have to look at it every day. That ain't nothing. Chicks be out here.
What
with
kind
me.
Of dirty chicks you date, Rick?
Okay.
That you see
it's
every day.
Exactly. The only chicks
that
been here.
I know you ain't
Portia,
talking about
I met you
us.
The
next, you're
going to
see
town.
Bitches walking around with tarantulas and they talking about.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.